Show us your phone. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. In Kentucky, six churches held in-person Easter services Sunday in defiance of the governor's order not to. And so state police recorded parishioners' license numbers and will order the occupants of each vehicle and anyone they live with to quarantine themselves for 14 days. The governor was unapologetic.
It's the only way that their decision doesn't potentially kill somebody they don't even know that didn't make that decision.
And I think that's only the beginning. A consensus is forming among health experts that until there's a vaccine, potentially infectious people will have to be tracked if the economy is going to reopen. And the cell phone turns out to be the perfect mechanism. Your cell phone provider already knows if you've been in a crowd within the last 2 weeks. The data on your searches and purchases can even detect whether you might be sick. Your phone knows where you live, where you work, where you go to church, and who else was nearby. Using Bluetooth, it could alert others who come within 6 feet of you, even notify the health department. The catch is that for this to work, everyone would have to carry their phone all the time. And you might say, good luck with that. I'll just leave my phone at home. But what will you do when every building you enter requires you to scan your QR code at the door? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.